Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We have a guest in as well. Another guest of the afternoon. I don't even know when it is now. We have the lovely Emily Scotcher here. Hello. Hi. Emily.
Hello.
Hello.
Emily's going to talk to us about pantomime. Oh, no, she is.
Oh, yes, she is.
Oh, let's not start that again.
So you are from the White Strollers for this particular interview.
Yes, yeah, I tend to lose track of where I am and who I am at any given moment. But yes, the minute I've got my White Strollers hats on.
Good. Firmly. And the pantomime is?
It's Aladdin.
Mm-hmm.
And we move into the theatre for our tech run this Sunday.
Oh.
And then the shows are next weekend and the weekend after.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Quite soon then.
Yeah. I look calm on the outside. No, it's going really, really well.
That's really well. Good. And is this one that you have written?
It is. Me and Mum have co-written it again.
All right.
Which is fab. So, yeah, it's a tailor-written script.
Or to suit the way the strollers do things.
Yeah, we've been doing it that way for a few years now, because the scripts that are out there, we've either used them all and they're not altered enough to make it viable to use them again, or they just don't fit our company. Our company's so big and it's got so much talent in it. It's nice to be able to write and to play to people's strengths.
They certainly do have a lot of talent. I mean, every pantomime we've seen has been superb.
It has indeed.
You have some big boots to fill, don't you?
Very, yes.
I don't mean that in the
not in the physical size of boots.
Yeah, so my clown feet would stretch anyone else's boots out, to be honest. But yeah, it's been really challenging, following on from Mum, obviously, because she directed the pantos for 14 years, I think, in the end. I think there was one in that time that she didn't do early on, and that's it. She's directed all the others. It was a big change. And obviously, Jerry stepped down as head of costume as well. And my friend Beth stepped up. And so it's had a lot of change behind the scenes, but equally there's been a lot that stayed the same as well. We've still got the fabulous Kimball as our MD.
Yes.
And Cheryl and Izzy Rudd, our choreographers, and the routines are just incredible. And Rich Hole, our stage manager, and Elisa, who's designed our set. So we've got a core of people that have stayed the same.
Oh,
and then
good.
A couple of big changes within as well.
I'm sure you'll do just as well.
I hope so.
Now,
I've got my tickets.
Yes, we've got our tickets.
Josie's got her tickets.
Yes, we're all going, aren't we, Josie?
Yeah, tickets have just flown.
It's on at the Medina Theatre, and it's on over the half term, which is a deliberate thing, isn't it?
It is, yeah. There's so much saturation with pantomime over Christmas. And frankly, half terms, 9 times out of 10, are washout. So if families want to take their kids to see something on a drizzly half-term day when there's not a lot going on, it's ideal, and it means we're the only panto sort of happening then. And we're not fighting for theatre space.
No.
Either. And it's good for all ages, I think, as well, which is the beauty.
Oh, yes.
Of the strollers pantos. You can come as adults, you can come as children, you can come in a group or just in a small group, and love it just the same. There's something for everyone.
And you do these performances not for your own benefit. I mean, obviously you do benefit because you're acting so well, but you do it to collect money for various charities?
We do. So, the whole ethos of the strollers is to raise as much money for local charity as possible while having as much fun as possible and spreading as much joy as possible. So,
and I think you achieve
threefold.
That. Yes.
But we give our proceeds away and wouldn't have it any other way. It's what we stand for as a company, and that was something that I feel very strongly about. I know the rest of the company does too. And there's a lot of us that have sort of grown up through the company with that ethos.
Yes.
At its heart, basically. So
brilliant.
So who's benefiting this year, or is it not?
Oh, I've got to remember. Yes, so it has been announced. I've just got to remember it. So we're donating another public access defibrillator.
Oh, good, yes.
Which is fab. Ability Dogs for Young People.
Mm-hmm.
Young Carers, Isle of Wight.
Yep.
All right.
The Isle of Wight Highland Pipes and Drums.
Yes.
That's four. The Isle of Wight Food Bank.
Yes.
And you're challenging me now.
There was someone else, but she can't remember.
I'm not surprised.
I know, right? I don't remember.
But the thing is, there's a number of local organisations that are going to benefit from you.
Oh, I've remembered. the Veterans Hub.
I had
to run through them in order. I started out of order. We normally list the DFIB at the end.
Right.
The strollers have paid for quite a lot of DFIBs.
We have, I believe, this is our 11th.
So that's excellent news.
Which is crazy. And that's since 2015, I want to say. It's really important because we do hear about some of the... We don't get the details, obviously, but we do hear that it's been used. And that's so humbling.
That's great, we have to
which is why we keep our costs down as much as we can. You know, we build and paint all our own sets and make our own costumes, write our own scripts, music's arranged in-house, routines are choreographed in-house, everything's done in-house for that reason.
What's the cost of a ticket if there are any left?
There are, but they are flying, so the evenings are now the best chance for availability. The matinees, one of the matinees only has about 20 tickets left. So tickets, we froze the prices because times are hard, things are tough.
They are,
Everyone deserves a break. So they are £14 and £10. So 14 for adults, 10 for under 14s. Mm-hmm. And that includes the booking fee per ticket that the theatre puts in. And they are available from medinatheatre.co.uk or 01983 823 884.
Excellent.
Brilliant. Excellent.
We're really looking forward to it because... I'm assuming that the story of Aladdin is much the same story we're used to, but just done your way.
Yeah, that about sums it up. It's what we like about this particular story. I mean, it's timeless anyway. It's a really timeless story. Everyone knows the basics of it, which gives you a lot of room to play around.
Yes.
And get some comedy in there and some cracking numbers and some brilliant characters appearing. But yeah, we get to do it our way and have some fun with it. And
is there a dame?
There is, yes.
And who's playing it, perchance?
John.
No.
John Whitford, Widow Twanky.
No.
And there is a fabulous laundry scene.
I'm sure there is.
And I won't give any spoilers
to the
dame's various outfits, but I have it on good authority that they are quite spectacular. So.
Is the lovely Patch in it?
He is, yes. Yeah, he is one of our comedy police.
Mm-hmm.
They're brilliant. They're so funny, that duo. And our little ones, our tiniest ones this year, are miniature police. They're police in training. Which is great.
You're saying it's suitable for all ages.
Mm-hmm.
There will be humour in it that only adults will get.
Yes. Yeah, and this is the beauty of Panto, and this is something Mum always taught me and preaches very strongly. We don't teach the alternative meanings of jokes. We don't, you know, innuendos are innuendos for a reason. It's that's the whole beauty of pantomime. It's part of the tradition of it. If someone in the audience understands a joke, they've learnt that word somewhere else.
Yes.
So we didn't teach it.
No, it's fine. So,
are you looking forward to it, Josie?
I am looking forward to it.
Are you?
Yes.
Which bit do you want to see? Do you want to see Widow Twanky? Do you want to see Aladdin?
Aladdin.
Or the baddie? Are you going to boo at the baddie?
I will, Santi, yes.
You've got to boo at the baddie.
We've got a fabulous baddie. You'll definitely want
to
boo.
He wants you to boo at him.
Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you. And thank you for all the work you do for putting this on and raising money for such good causes and entertaining us.
Oh, no, we love it.
She gets 10 minutes sleep a day. So she's
that's all you need, really, isn't it?
If you want to see a West End quality show.
Absolutely.
For less than 20 quid.
Yeah.
Literally up the road. You haven't got to do more than get on a bus, really. Then why not?
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you.
Why not?
They're usually brilliant. I'm sure this one will be too.
And we'll get you back in to talk a bit more Shakespeare a bit later on in the year.
Oh, yes. Bring it on.
Not that you like Shakespeare or anything like that.
Oh, yeah, no, can't stand it.
that's not the strollers, though, is it?
No. You get me started on pantomime and Shakespeare, either one, and you can't shut me up, as you've learned.
Yes. Thank you, Emily. We'll look forward to it. We'll see you in a couple of weeks ourselves at the Panto.
Yes.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.